The last words I said to those who were in church, this church, last Sunday were, "Go Eagles." Yay. I'm not sure where you were last Sunday night, but I bet you were someplace close to a television set.
Yes.
You might have even been there, Carl George. But it was truly a great moment in sports history. Amen?
Amen.
We are so, so proud and joyful that we finally have a Super Bowl champion in this town. Amen?
Yes.
Great joy. Great joy. And if that weren't enough, we know the entire news cycle this week was all about celebrating the Eagles and getting ready for the parade. Now, y'all in church, right?
Yes.
Don't lie in church. How many of you, Sister Nancy, raise your hand, were out there at that parade on... Don't you ever be late for Mass again. Ever. Ever. Don't ever say it's cold in his shirt. Ever. Don't ever say I talk too long. Ever. Well, my nephew and my entire family, I think, were out on Broad Street or somewhere. And I was getting text messages about 5 o'clock in the morning. How they were journeying down to get their spot for a parade to start at 2. Well, ceremony at 2, I should say. And so I was keeping updated on it because I have good sense. I was at home, warm, watching on television. But my nephew was just, again, all day long, text messages back and forth. And he said, "Uncle Steve, this is the greatest event ever." I love when folks put those superlatives, ever. So your baptism, your marriage, graduating from college, no, ever. My response was, "How many beers have you been drinking this morning?" Ever. I said, "Well, Ray, what made it the best event ever?" He says, "Uncle Steve, we all came together."
Yeah, how about that?
We all came together. He said it were young people and old people and black people and white people and green people and all kinds of people. He said, but we all came together. It was a unifying moment for our city and our region. And me being me, certain words stick to me as I read the word and pray the word. But the idea of being together has stayed with me this week. Let's go to work on the word this morning. All right. The first reading today came from the book of Leviticus. It's one of those books of the Old Testament, the Pentateuch, which really gives us the law of how we're called to live in the Old Testament, how we're called to live as people of the covenant. And you heard the word today, or read the word today, there was clear direction of what happened to you if you had leprosy. Leprosy was a skin disease. It was not just something physical, but something spiritual as well. Folks thought if you had these spots on your hands or your face or your head, there was something wrong with you spiritually. So it exercised you and put you out of the community. Y'all with me? Not just the physical look, but it was something spiritually wrong with you. You see, leprosy was a disease everybody knew about it because you couldn't hide. And they had leper colonies, communities, which kept people separated from the rest because of the contamination or the stigma of leprosy. Many of our diseases today, no one has any idea you have them, unless you tell them. I was diagnosed last year with type 2 diabetes. Unless I told you about that, or you watched my eating habits, or the fact I've tried to lose some weight, you would have no idea that my whole life is directed by what I put in my body and how I exercise my body. You have no idea what I go through physically, as I tell you. How many of you have suffered from cancer or are suffering from cancer? And unless you share your journey, no one has any idea what you're going through. And the fact that many, many people, perhaps too many, who are HIV positive and do not know that, they've never had themselves checked. Living a life of high risk and never know what really is their status. With leprosy, everybody knew it. And what it did was it put you outside of the rest of the community. God does not desire the human person to be alone. Very first book of the Bible, God gave Adam everything he needed. But he still says, I'm alone. And God says, it's not good for the man to be alone. So what does God do? God creates woman to be partner, to be friend, to be helpmate of man. To show us we need each other. We need community. But leprosy separated you from family, from friends, from community. Not in the mind of God. And imagine this one leper today would have the audacity of hope. I love that phrase, still do. The audacity to hope. If I just get close to Jesus. I know I'm breaking the law, but sometimes you got to break the law to get close to the man. If I just get close, I might get a blessing today. And if you were listening to the word of God in Mark's gospel, chapter 1, Jesus touches him. Touch me. Oh, he touched me. All the joy that fills my soul. Something happens. And now I know he touched me and made me whole. You see, there's something about that touch of Jesus. Not afraid to touch. Not afraid to draw close. Not afraid to lift somebody up. Understand, church, Jesus was concerned about bringing that man back to community. He touched me and made me whole. He brought him back. The word says immediately. I'm not sure about you, but the scriptures get me sometimes, church. Immediately, he was made clean. Not tomorrow, not next week, not immediately. Don't tell me my God can't do what God wants to do. Don't tell me God can't do it because I see it, I touched it, I felt it immediately. The word says immediately he was cleansed. That whole life was turned around. If you just come to him, he'll set you free immediately. Imagine what it was like. Look at my hands. My face. I'm clean. In the name of Jesus. It's that God who woke you up this morning. It's that God who gives you grace and mercy. It's that God who's still in the blessing business. Does anybody know what I'm talking about when God is still in the blessing business? When you think it can't happen, it happens because God said so. But but don't tell nobody about it. How can I keep from singing? How can I keep from dancing? How can I keep from shouting? Don't tell nobody. You see, church, somebody say Bible study. Bible study, church. You see, Jesus wanted people to come to him in faith. He wasn't some magic man. Wasn't some sideshow. Didn't want folks coming to him for the wrong reason. Sometimes we come to church for the wrong reason. Sometimes we come sideways sometimes to God. Don't come. Old folks would say, don't play with fire. You might get burned. Don't play with Jesus. Don't play. Don't mess. And so he did not want folks coming fake. Because we're a lot of fake people who come for the wrong reason. Or they want the church on their terms. They want the church on their time. But it's those of us, those of you who walk week after week, who support week after week, who are here week after week, that shows your faith in good times and bad, in sickness and health. This young lady doesn't come because she wants her baby blessed today. She comes every Sunday to give praise and thanks to God. A young woman who comes every Sunday, not just because do something for my child today. No, because of your faith. It's already been taken care of because God has it in the palm of his hand. Because your faith tells you. I'm just asking you to remind me of how good God is. I'm just asking you to remind me it's going to be the trouble don't last always. I don't want them coming for the wrong reason. Don't tell nobody. Keep it to yourself. Do what you got to do to go back community. But the man just couldn't keep it to himself. Got to tell everybody. And the very thing Jesus gave him, Jesus lost. Stay with me, church. Stay with me. You see, the word says he sent him back to community. But because this man announced it to everybody, Jesus was not able to enter a town openly. He stayed outside in deserted places. The very gift of inclusion, the very gift of curing leprosy and loneliness and isolation, he himself took on. He bore our transgressions, not because he needed it, but he saw the best in me. When everyone else around could only see the worst in me, he gave himself away that I might be saved. Oh, happy fault. Oh, necessary son of Adam that gave us so great a redeemer to ransom a slave. You gave away your son that I might be included. He was hung up for my hang-ups. I don't know who I'm preaching to this morning. But I'm so glad I have a God who gives himself away for me. Holy. I'm so glad I have a God who looks beyond my fault and sees my need. I'm so glad I have a God who continues to lift me up and allows me to see inclusion and unity, real inclusion and real unity. I know my nephew said it was the best event ever. Ever. One thing that struck me was not just the speech, but the whole witness all year of Malcolm Jenkins. I like him.
Come on.
There are a lot of great players on the team. But I like him because he stood firm in what he believes.
Yes.
And when he was asked, was he going to the White House, he said no. He said because he was not interested in a photo op with the President of the United States. I respect a man who stands by his word and what he means. Amen. I respect someone like that. Oftentimes, athletes don't do that. Oftentimes, politicians don't do that. Oftentimes, us church folk don't do that.
Come on.
We kind of see where the wind's going first to decide what I write out or I do. But he did say to Van Jones on CNN, I would sit down with President Trump to discuss the issues. You see, it's not about the person. It's about the issues.
Yes.
Our unity, our oneness, does not mean we all think the same way. Does not mean we agree on everything. But can we find commonality? If truly this Eagles win has done something to our city, then we have to do something about our public schools. We have to do something about the blight in our communities, not just on South Broad and the Parkway, but right here on Lehigh Avenue. If we're really united, we just can't come to church, have a good time, and go home. We must be vested and concerned and lift up this community as well. I wonder if we flipped it around and walked from Temple down to City Hall, would have been the same way. I just wonder. But the fact is, every neighborhood should be lifted up. The fact is, we should be concerned about criminal justice reform and what happens in our community with our young men especially. How do you get out of prison with 7 prior arrests at 26 years old and within minutes are back in the very same jail? You will be, at least.
Lord Jesus.
You got out of the hospital. There's something wrong, church.
Yes.
If we're really united as a city, if we believe that our God brings inclusion, we have to work beyond simply a football game, as good as it may be, church. Jesus is the cause of unity.
Yes, yes.
And when we think like him, we put on that mindset, it allows our human unity to go beyond an event and to realize, no, you're my sister, you're my brother, and I'm called to lift you up as well. Not just when it feels good or I'm half drunk. No, every day, to realize that Jesus is all I need and all I got.
Yeah.
He's all I need. He's all I got. And what I know, that he's all I need and he's all I got, it makes me lift you up as my brother.
That's right.
And my sister. Amen. My mom, my dad, and truly make a beloved community. The greatest event ever.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
He's all I need.
Jesus.
He's all I got. And because of that, we're all we need and we're all we got. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Give God some praise this morning.